Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, he invented all these things. He had all these amazing inventions and breakthroughs, but none of them supported him. And so he basically lost it all.
None of them supported him because he needed a marketing agent.
He needed everything.
He needed. Hey, Science Pals. Welcome back to another episode of The Random Theory. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together, we talk about strange things in the world.
Strange sciencey things.
Strange sciencey things. It's all good.
Stranger things.
Stranger. Ooh, we could be onto something here. I like that. I like it a lot.
You know how I love Stranger Things.
That's
one of my all-time favorite show. And the theme song is my ringtone and has been since the first season. So,
well, how you been? How you doing?
Oh, well, not much is not anything too crazy is happening, but still all good. You were saying like the weather in New York is kind of trash right now. Is that
accurate? It's actually sunny outside right now,
but it's going to be bad.
Yeah, so the winds have shifted once again, and it's going to be a smoggy mess here from the Canada wildfires. They have not subsided. They're still ripping. So it's going to be a little interesting with the holiday weekend coming up, and you know, when there's more dust particles and you have heat, obviously, so you have more evaporation happening. What happens is those water molecules grab onto the smoke because it's debris essentially in the air and they're dust particles. And so when they grab onto those, it allows clouds to form. When those clouds form, those water droplets all bunch together because they use the dust as a transport essentially and become clouds. And then all the water droplets start grabbing each other, and that's how you get your like rain, thunderstorms, all that good stuff. So I'm very, very curious to see how this weekend plays out because we're going into the July 4th holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I'm very curious as to if there's going to be more thunderstorms, like more than normal, or if we'll get some more interesting rain, or if it'll happen like off the coast. So I don't know. It's just very interesting. Something to like be aware of if you are ever in like a dust storm or a dusty area or the air quality is really bad. You know, like thunderstorms can happen pretty easily.
That was fascinating. Yeah. I had, you know, bonus pod right in the beginning of the pod about some
weather. Seriously. Yeah. And I'm traveling for the 4th of July this year. We're going to Chicago. So the Chicago street race is happening. So if you're in Chicago and you see me, say, hey, please. I love saying hi to people. Yeah. I've only ever been talked to a couple times.
Yeah.
One of them was actually at a race.
Really?
Yeah, I had someone come up to me and they're like, I know your voice. How do I know you? And I was like, I'm on YouTube, T-Core, and I have a podcast. And they're like, that's it. I listen and watch. And so like, that was really cool. So yeah, don't ever hesitate to come say hey, I promise. Or if you see Josh, you know, we're both pretty friendly people. So we would love it.
Yeah, I might not look friendly. And especially in public, I'm a pretty like introverted person, and I, you know, generally like sunglasses, hat. If it's winter, like I got a jacket on, cover, you know. But I'm a friendly person, so don't, you know, I'll talk if I need to, and I'm pretty friendly. So
yeah, it's so funny because it's one of those things that like I would love for people to come up and say like hey to me, but I think sometimes like I have really bad, not a resting nice face, as we're going to call it.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah,
it's not just like, I just look unfriendly. Like, you know, when people look focused, I think that's like, I just always look focused. And I promise, like, I'm not. Normally, I'm probably thinking of a video idea, or like, I'm thinking of a new, like, fun top. I don't know. Like, I'm always like, my brain's always churning. So, please come up and say hey if you ever like see one of us and whatnot. Yeah. We'd love to say hey and take a picture. Okay, shall we? Today, I'm excited about today's podcast.
It should be a different one.
It's going to be a fresh take. Please let us know if you guys like this style. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Shall we hop in?
Yeah, I'll read
a podcast rating from Apple Podcast. If you want to leave us a rating and review, please do. Helps our podcast out immensely, more than you know.
Yeah. Also, make sure you're subscribed wherever you're getting your podcasts. If it's Apple Podcast, Spotify, whatever, make sure you hit that subscribe button, you know?
And your downloads are on.
And the downloads are on. So you get us right when it comes out.
So this says Amazing Pod, and it's by Kitty Fine People.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Okay.
It says, hi, I'm Evelyn, and I'm 11. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you're still listening. She said, I have been listening for about 3 months now, and I love this pod and T-Core. My podcast idea is, how do people have hair and skin color?
Mm.
That's a great question, Evelyn, and I actually have super good news for you. So, Evelyn, we actually did one. It's episode 39.
Ooh.
39. It's way back in there, but that's, titled it Why Your Hair Turns Gray, but it goes into all the details of hair color and skin color and how it's all related. Actually, a super interesting podcast.
I'll be honest, completely forgot we did that. I thought you were going to say, when you were like, good news, Evelyn, I thought you were going to say, we got one coming up. We're going to do it.
Oh my gosh, no. But yeah, episode 39 on the Random Theory, all about hair color and skin color and how we get that pigment in our hair and skin. Super interesting. And she's been around long enough to know to include a joke.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hit me.
All right, so a policeman in a big city stops a man in a car with a Siberian lynx in the front seat.
Okay.
I would have so many questions.
So many questions
if I was that police officer. They said, what are you doing with that Siberian lynx? He exclaimed, you should take it to the zoo. The following week, the same policeman sees the same man with the cat again in the front seat, with both of them wearing sunglasses. The policeman pulls him over. I thought you were going to take the cat to the zoo. The man replied, I did. We had such a good time. We're going to the beach this weekend.
What?
That was a roller coaster.
Oh my word. That
that was a roller coaster. The best part is, like, I need to hear Evelyn tell this joke. I think Evelyn could deliver this so much better than I did.
And I don't know if Evelyn, if you wrote this, if this is an original, please let us know.
Yeah.
Why the choice of a Siberian lynx?
I think it just adds to it and throws it off even more.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it is funny. Like, it's so bizarre. It's such a bizarre choice.
It's so great. I love it.
Honestly, I'm going to say it. That's probably like one of the top 10 that I've heard so far.
That's definitely top 10.
Yeah. That was amazing.
That might have been top 5 for me, honestly.
Yeah. I might say that too. Like, it was, I don't have a hard list. Because
I don't either.
We've done 80 something episodes at this point.
But, no, we've done 109.
Well, but that includes Snappy Science.
What should we do for the 100th? Let us know what you guys think we should do for the 100th episode.
Yeah, please. Please do. Like, email in, write in. If you have a really great idea, please write in. Let us know what we should do. Well, that was great. That was such a good rating and review. I've got an email from our email, randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
What you got?
This is the pod topic for this week.
Oh, here we go.
This comes from Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
They say, hey, guys. Recently, I and my brother have been arguing about if Thomas Edison or Nikola Tesla were more successful and changed the world? Who of those, I'm assuming is what they're saying, who of those two were more successful and changed the world? I would love for this to be a pod topic. Thanks.
Well, Charlie Spencer, this is for you.
Here we are. It's happening. Should we get into it right after this break?
I think we should.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla. What is the disclaimer?
The disclaimer is that basically, when I was doing research, so what we're doing is Grace is taking one side, kind of, and I'm taking the other, roughly, right?
Roughly.
Doing a little bit of research, I was like, holy crap, there is so much to talk about with
so much
both human beings. And so at least for me, what I wrote about Tesla is the one that I'm going to talk about. It is like base level, just like here's some highlights, the spark notes, if you will. All I'm saying is like, don't write in upset that we didn't go in on these guys' lives, because we would be here for like 2 hours talking.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's insane what these guys did in their lifetime. Like, I could never, and will never. It's ridiculous. Here's the thing with me on these two guys.
Yeah.
One of them had a very unfortunate like thing, and the other one, everyone just respected the snot out of him. So it's kind of sad. So Thomas Edison, he is one of the most famous and prolific inventors of all time. Thomas Alva Edison exerted a tremendous influence on our modern life. He contributed to inventions like the incandescent light bulb, the photograph, motion picture cameras, as well as improving the telegram and telephone. And in his 84 years, he acquired an astonishing 1,093 patents.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a ton. So, he wasn't just an inventor, though. Thomas Edison also managed to become a successful manufacturer and businessman, marketing his inventions to the public. So, he was a business liaison. He did partnerships, and corporations filled Edison's life.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, the biggest thing I saw was, that was one of Edison's biggest strong points, is he was, he had a business mind. He knew how to make a business and make some money.
I would argue that Thomas Edison was an inventor second.
I think I would also say that from everything I read. Yeah.
Yes. Don't get me wrong. I think Thomas Edison was brilliant. I might be arguing against him in this moment, but I think he was just such a fantastic businessman and knew just enough about engineering and electrical to make things better. Therefore, marking him as someone that was a game changer, if you will.
Yeah,
but he was a businessman first and foremost.
I think that's accurate, and I think I'll talk about it later. But that was a massive difference with Tesla.
I mean, Thomas Edison applied for his first patent in 1868 when he was 21 years old.
Wow, 21.
And his first brainchild was for a device that recorded legislative votes. Like, that's what crazy.
What an interesting first thing that's like where his brain was at. That's what he was doing.
But if you think about it, it makes so much sense because voting was such a big thing back then. And so it's like his business brain was like, how can I make money on this? Like, how can I like make someone's life simpler with counting votes, but also like make money?
He wasn't developing something that really had no real world use. He was like, what's a real thing that needs fixing?
Yes. And I think that's this is another stark difference between the two. And like after this, you can go with Nikola Tesla. Mm. But I think what's really interesting is Thomas Edison wasn't used like Tesla. I feel like used abstract. He was very abstract, where I feel like Thomas Edison was not.
Yeah, it was very, I mean, that's the thing. Like, and that's why when you say like he was more business first and then inventor.
Yeah.
I think his mindset was more like real world practical use type stuff rather than like big picture thinking outside the box kind of things.
All right. What you got for Nikola Tesla?
It's very base level stuff. But if you dig into it, I mean, he kind of had a sad life. And I feel like a lot of it really stems from what we already said that, like, you know, Edison had these inventions, but more importantly, he knew how to make a business and make money to support it.
Yep.
And Tesla just didn't. He just could. That was not what he was good at, and it was not what he was focused on. So he had a lot of really brilliant ideas that either never saw the light of day because he had no money to do them, or he got an investor, but then and they worked on some things, but then it just all fell apart because he didn't know how to run a business. And so then nothing ever came of it. I mean, he literally, like, I pulled up a Smithsonian article that, like, he died completely broke and just destitute. Like, he had nothing.
Poor guy.
I know. And so, yeah, it's just super interesting.
His lab burnt down, I think I read.
Oh, yeah. Yep. His lab. That was so, like, late in his career, because he did find a little success. He had a business partner, George Westinghouse.
Yeah.
Who I'll talk about a little bit later. They invented something together that was huge, but they had some success. But then, yeah, their whole lab, like, burned down. All of his documents, information, notes, all gone.
The guy just got a bad break.
Yeah, and so then he just, like, moved to a new... I think he moved to Colorado or something, and then he just died, like later.
Colorado Springs or something?
Yeah, and then just had nothing, and he was broke, and just that was the rest of his life.
So crazy.
But, okay, let me give a little background on who this person was. Nikola Tesla was born in modern-day Croatia in 1856... to an Eastern Orthodox priest father, and very importantly, an extremely creative mother who enjoyed making crafts and mechanical repairs around their house.
Interesting.
And this is the very important thing about this person and why, a massive reason why he was so brilliant. He was known to have an eidetic memory from a very young age, otherwise known as a photographic memory or total recall.
What a lucky son of a gun.
I know, right? I know. I was like, I wish I had that.
What a lucky son of a gun.
When attending high school, he was actually able to perform extremely complicated calculus in his head, which made many of his teachers suspect that he was just cheating.
I'm sure. I would think that too.
He finished his four-year high school term in only 3 years. And then went on to study at the Imperial Royal Technical College of Graz, which is in Austria. And he took nearly twice the amount of exams actually required to pass.
Was he bored?
I mean, yeah. Like, from an early age, he was very clearly just brilliant and had an incredibly advanced mind. And so, yeah, he was just like the usual curriculum. He was bored and was taking as much as he could and trying to learn as much as he could.
That's so crazy to me.
from another thing I saw was it was actually a physics professor in his high school was the reason that he got interested in the thing, you know, mechanical engineering and electrical engineering.
That's awesome.
That was what he kind of quoted as saying, like, that was the person that got me into this. That's just like his a little background on who he was growing up and whatever. The whole Tesla Edison thing. Should I dive into what I got there?
Yeah, dive into it, because I think this is a very unique dynamic between these two characters and individuals.
Right. The first thing I want to say, and this is, I kind of referenced it earlier, and take this with a grain of salt, because I only found one article on it. According to this article, there might not actually be any evidence that either guy hated each other. Like, there's nothing from that time written down or whatever that suggested they had this big feud and hated each other, or like it's been, you know, people talk about that they stole each other's patents and inventions and just hated each other. So I thought that was interesting. I wanted to include that just because, like, it's always interesting to think about the other side, and, you know, like,
yeah, absolutely.
Just because that's the thing. I feel like everyone's always heard of this feud of Edison versus Tesla, and, you know,
yeah,
DC power versus AC power and whatever. And because that was the other thing, is I feel like most of the stuff I saw, because there are a lot of things, like, you know, Tesla worked for Edison for a period, and he left and started his own power company. I think it was called like the Tesla Power Company or something.
Mm-hmm.
And used Edison's patent guy to try to file his own patent. So it was like, it felt like there was a lot of things that it's like, if you add them all up, yeah, it looks like there's some shady business going on. But it also could just be like two guys in the same industry that, you know, had a lot of crossover and whatever.
I'm sure there is a little something there. Like, you know, they might not have gotten along. They might have had creative differences, as we say nowadays.
Well, and so one thing I found, and this was from that Smithsonian article,
mm-hmm.
is like, even if they didn't like hate each other, it wasn't a big feud. It was like, you know, both these guys were not the most personable people.
Shocking.
But Tesla specifically thought quite highly of himself and wasn't afraid to tell people.
Interesting.
And in that same vein, he also wasn't afraid to poke fun at his contemporaries like Thomas Edison.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this quote from the article talking about Thomas Edison, and he said, quote, "If Edison had a needle to find in a haystack, he would proceed at once with the diligence of the bee to examine straw after straw until he found the object of his search. I was a sorry witness of such doing, that a little theory and calculation would have saved him 90% of his labor." So, yeah, basically saying, like, if he would have just used a little theory and math, it could have saved him a lot of time, but he didn't, you know. So
what kind of theory is Nikola Tesla going to use, and a little bit of math is he going to use to find a needle in a haystack? That feels like a video, if you ask me.
That does kind of feel like a video, actually.
I don't know if I agree with...
I don't know what the theory there would be, or the calculation, but I guess
he thought
there was something, and he wasn't afraid to kind of make fun of Edison and say that.
Sure.
I'm sure there was obviously a little rivalry, a little something there.
Absolutely.
So the big thing, like, why does he even matter? Right? Like, why do people talk about him? Why is he in this versus battle?
What does he do? What do you do?
So the biggest invention and the real reason for the battle between Tesla and Edison is Tesla's invention, or really co-invention with George Westinghouse, who I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
of AC, or alternating current power.
Yes.
Tesla invented the first alternating current motor and developed AC generation and transmission technology. Very importantly, and this is the killer ace argument for why Tesla is so influential and important today, AC power systems still remain the global standard for power transmission to this day.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So what he invented, what he pioneered and developed, is still used to get power to your house.
Yeah.
Or businesses or whatever. That is still the system that is used. AC
That's
power.
That's insane to me.
Alternating current.
Yeah. Yeah. They called it the War of the Currents.
Yeah. Because like I said, Edison had DC power.
Which is direct current.
Direct current. And then Tesla developed AC power, alternating current.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see, I don't know if you talked about this, like Edison's big thing was talking about how dangerous AC power was because it
This is kind of crazy. Yes.
And he went so far as to have it used as a execution for a prisoner who was on death row.
Yeah.
To show like how basically to show how efficient and how deadly it was.
Yes.
In killing someone to try and say like, hey, this should not be the thing we use because look at how quickly it killed this person. Because AC power, and like we don't need to get into like the specifics of power. I mean, we did that podcast on power before. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what episode that was, but it is used to transmit, basically transfer a large amount of power quickly. Like that's why it works so well to transfer power to like houses and businesses is because, you know, you're transmitting a large high voltage amount of power very quickly over a long period or a long distance or whatever.
Yeah. Did you read that Tesla actually countered that publicly, like that how Edison killed someone with AC power, like a prisoner? He countered it publicly, subjecting himself to 250,000 volt shock to demonstrate AC safety.
Yeah, yeah.
Which and altered him winning the fight in AC over DC. Sorry, I didn't know if you were getting there, but that to me is like just like mind boggling.
Well, yeah, all of that stuff. I mean, like, it is so mind boggling. And it's like, it is no shock that people are like, oh, well, clearly they had a feud. Like, they're both they're killing people and like electrocuting themselves to try and prove a point. But so the big thing with Tesla, so obviously he invented AC power and that was huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
he also bettered DC.
True. I mean, when he worked for Edison, like they worked together and made it better, right?
Yeah. That's the reason Thomas Edison hired him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he wanted to make his expertise. DC, his direct current stronger and better.
Yeah.
And then Tesla wanted more money and Edison was like, no. And then Tesla quit.
But so then the big problem with Tesla, because he also, so AC current was his big thing, but he also, I mean, he made advancements in X-ray technology. He was one of the first to create an X-ray image, which I saw a picture of. It's of his hand. He X-rayed his hand. And the quote was literally like he said, being like little burning pins or something as he subjected himself to this wavelength of energy or whatever,
Sure, yeah.
But so he made advancements in that field. And then he also invented and developed radio remote control technology.
Can you imagine your life without a remote?
Without that, I mean, obviously, like, you have the very obvious, like, a TV remote control or, you know, a remote control car or whatever. But I would argue without that technology, without that advancement, you know, you wouldn't have, like, Bluetooth. So, like, AirPods, headphones, you know, headphones. You wouldn't have that. That wouldn't have got invented. You know, Tesla was making all of these really, like, big breakthroughs.
Yeah.
But part of his problem is he was what seemed like just a big picture dreamer. You know, like he shot for the moon and again, like did not concern himself with like, well, how can I make money? What can I do to make it like financially viable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tesla was very much kind of this like crazy, creative, free thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And Edison was more of the businessman. And And so, unfortunately, Nikola Tesla, you know, he invented all these things. He had all these amazing inventions and breakthroughs, but none of them supported him. And so he basically lost it all.
None of them supported him because he needed a marketing agent.
He needed everything.
Yeah. He needed someone to take his inventions and pitch them, essentially, because him pitching them himself, like, just no one bought into it.
Yeah, he just didn't know how to do that, like how to pitch mm-hmm. them and how to make them. I mean, that's the thing, like, as far as this like creative free thinker guy, you know, his way to say, hey, AC current is safe was by electrocuting himself publicly. Like, that's such a big
crazy,
you know, big crazy like thing, but that was what he thought would be the best thing to do.
That's insane to me.
It's not that it didn't work. I mean, like I said, obviously AC power, we're still using it. None of it worked for him, basically.
No, it didn't.
And by the end of his life, he had nothing, really. So,
no.
Very sad.
It is very sad.
Yeah, that's all I have really on Tesla.
Okay. Okay.
So let's hear about his enemy, mortal enemy.
I actually have so much respect for Tesla that he didn't like stop. He didn't stop creating. He didn't stop like chasing after his dreams. He didn't stop like doing this thing, because the thing that I noticed a trend with Thomas Edison, and I didn't realize it until like now when I had done my research on him, is Thomas Edison didn't really like come up with anything new. He was just he was a piggybacker.
Thomas Edison was very much like a almost like an investor with actual money, but also, and then also like he was smart and an inventor, but it was like he found an idea that then he could make better.
Yes.
Or
exactly.
Like further. Whereas Tesla, like I said, he was just like this crazy free thinker who was pulling new ideas out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just like, I wonder if we could make that work, and trying it, and some worked, but yeah,
it's crazy.
It's super interesting.
So with me on this rant of Thomas Edison being who he is, Samuel Morse invented the telegraph in 1830, and in 1840 made it possible for the first time to communicate over long distances. And the device had its own backdraw, so an operator had to listen to incoming dots and dashes in Morse code, in which the slowed messages to a speed of 25 to 40 words per minute. So a British system for automatically printing code and ink on paper was only achieving 120 words tops.
Pretty
so
slow.
Then, yeah, super slow. So now you have Thomas Edison come in like 1870, and he creates this vastly superior system in which the telegraph receiver utilizes a metal stylus to mark chemically treated paper, which then could run through a typewriter-like device. It would capture the recording up to 1,000 words a minute, which made it possible to send long messages very quickly.
Wow.
He would take something that already existed, but make it better.
Make it way better. Yeah.
Make it way better. So with Alexander Graham Bell, who patented the telephone in 1876, but Edison, with his knack for building upon others' inventions, found a way to improve Bell's transmitter, which was limited to how far apart phones could be by weak electrical current. So Edison got the idea of using a battery to provide current on the phone line and to control its strength by using carbon to vary the resistance. So it's really interesting, like Thomas Edison's background, with him like knowing about electricity, knowing about how it works, just really allowed him to continue to just like apply this basically the same electrical things over and over and over again and make things better.
It is very much like, it seems like, when I said like he sounds like an investor who just found all these little things and was like, let me just put my knowledge and money towards it and we'll make it a little better.
To do that, he designed a transmitter in which a small piece of lamp black, which is black carbon made from soot, was placed behind the diaphragm. And when someone spoke into the phone, the sound waves moved the diaphragm and the pressure on the lamp black changed. And then Edison later replaced the black lamp with granules made from coal, which is a basic design that was used in the 1980s.
How crazy is all of this, like hearing about this kind of stuff like that, like lamp black with black carbon made from soot, and then
I don't know all how this, you discover this stuff.
Like 1870 is when this was, like 1876 was when this was going down. Like, that's
yeah, but like,
crazy.
What else did you? It's crazy, but also like, what else did you have to do back then?
Nothing.
Yeah, so like, it makes sense that they were. Yeah, it makes sense. Like, yeah, they weren't trying. Like, the to-do list wasn't just like survive anymore. I mean, I guess it kind of was, but like,
that's true.
People had time to do more free thinking, like to experiment, to try new things. Yeah.
It was, yeah, it was no longer, well, I need to live.
Yeah.
It was like, well, okay, I've lived for today. What else can I do with my brain today?
Exactly.
And this is what some big thinkers were thinking about, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So contrary to popular belief, Edison didn't actually invent the incandescent light bulb.
Ooh. Gasp.
Shocking. Gasp. Yeah. Big gas. But he invented and marketed a design that was the first to be a long lasting enough to be practical for widespread use. So like, we've talked about this before, like how like so many people were at this race against the clock to figure out how to make the light bulb better and safer.
Yeah.
Because what they were using was sketchy. Edison was one of a half dozen who were putting the elements of viable lighting systems together in those years. And since Edison was late to the race, he benefited from all his predecessors and rivals. Shocking that he used what they had done to get to a better spot.
He just came in and made it the best. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Edison to me, I'm like just hearing this and the you know, using benefited from predecessors and rivals. Edison, to me, I'm getting like real Apple vibes right now.
Real Apple vibes.
You know, where
yes.
it's like,
yes,
everyone always makes fun of Apple because it's like they announce a feature and people are like, oh, I had that on my Samsung whatever 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But when Apple does it, they generally do it the best and they have learned from everyone's past attempts at it.
Nikola Tesla is like the Samsung.
Yeah.
And Thomas Edison is the Apple. That is such a good comparison.
He comes in and makes it clean, makes it yep. nice, and makes it profitable.
It's and so crazy.
Yeah. Like Tesla's the smaller startup that's like just trying anything.
It's really just trying. In the late 1870s, Thomas Edison designed a vacuum bulb in which a metal filament could be heated to create light. So one night, and after an absentmindedly rolling between his fingers a piece of lamp black, like we just talked about before, the material he used in his telephone receiver, he got an idea for switching to a carbonized filament. And after initially using carbonized cardboard, he began experimenting with other materials and eventually settled on bamboo.
Ah, carbonized bamboo.
Yes. Yeah. Which we talked about this before. But its long fibers make it way more durable. Eventually, the combination of bamboo filament and an improved vacuum pump that removed air more effectively enabled Edison to increase the lifetime of a bulb to approximately 1,200 hours, making him the father of the light bulb.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Like,
it is huge.
Light bulbs are everywhere and have been since he did that.
Yeah,
so
they've been everywhere. Like, they changed the game for so many people. And, you know, yeah. I mean, there's so many other things as well that are just really interesting, truthfully. I mean, he had a power supply station here in New York City and all kinds of things. So, I mean, he was a very well-connected and established man.
You mentioned one thing I was going to say that I had seen, because this is kind of an interest of mine, was, you know, you talked about, I think you mentioned that he had innovations in motion picture cameras.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, he was one of the first to create a motion picture camera, and he owned a whole company at one point that made,
which is so crazy,
movies. Yeah. And this is the fact that I had seen that's just so like weird but cool.
Yeah.
So back in that time, they did not have lights that were bright enough, big enough, that could light an indoor set to be able to expose the film.
Sure.
So they used sunlight. But obviously, if you're using sunlight, you know, the sun moves, so that only works for a certain time of day. So Edison built and had invented and built a basically like revolving building that could follow
the
sun. Yeah, would follow the sun so that they could film the entire day.
This man strikes me as someone that was just like so obsessed with like the one thing he was focusing on, like making it the best it could be. Like, that's crazy to me.
Like, he would drill into something and be like, we're going to make this the best and most efficient thing possible.
Yeah, seriously, though.
This is what we got, like, to like wrap it up, right? Like, that is the difference between the two guys, is that was Edison's mindset of like, I'm going to take this thing, a lot of which were previously existing things.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this thing and I'm going to make it the most efficient and best version that will also probably be the most like financially beneficial to him.
Right. Yeah.
And Tesla was more sitting there like, let me sit down with my dream journal and come up with these crazy ideas and then try and make them a reality. But not
at all.
Not at all thinking about like, how do I make it the best version of that thing? It was more about like, let me explore these big, crazy ideas.
Yes, very much so.
And yeah, I mean, like, I don't know about you, but for me, I don't think either one is more influential to the modern day. Like, I think both guys, I mean, clearly, like, the things that they did, had they not done it, we would not be where we are as a
very much
human
so.
Race.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah, like, I think both had massive influences on the modern world.
Huge.
I'm taking the easy way out and saying I'm not picking a side here.
All right, well, I'll pick a side here.
Okay.
I think Thomas Edison has done fantastic things.
Mm-hmm.
And he had fantastic advances. But like, if I had to pick a team, I think I would be on Nikola Tesla's team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just because like, I just feel for the poor guy. Like, I think no one took him seriously. I think the one of the big problems is like, I might get some slack for this, but like, Thomas Edison was like such a big name back then that like, if he didn't like you and like you weren't on his side, no one was going to be in your corner. So,
yeah.
I think he kind of got absolutely crapped on because he wasn't like besties with Thomas Edison and like not an inventor. And I think also Thomas Edison wanted to be the best back then. Obviously, it's very clear. And Nikola Tesla was able to rival that. And so I think that like he very much got shut down like along the way by Thomas Edison and like his people.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the example we said, like very much Thomas Edison was the massive juggernaut Apple of the day, and Tesla was the little spin-off trying to, you know, do things a different way, and
trying to
he
do
got
something.
Shut out. Trying to do something in that process, coming up with some incredible things that have changed the world.
It's truly, truly incredible. Well, that is our pod. Let us know in the comments on YouTube if you're watching us on YouTube, or if you are listening to us, send us an email, tell us what team you're on. And what side you're on, if we miss anything, or if you agree or disagree with us. And if you have any other questions like this about you want us to debate and talk about, let us know, because I think this could be kind of interesting to do.
Yeah, I think it was fun to kind of take the two different sides and talk about them like this. Yeah. I think that's cool.
You can leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you are subscribed. And if you can't reach us there because you're listening to us on Spotify or somewhere else, Josh, what's our email address?
Send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. Also, you can subscribe. You can subscribe on Spotify and you can leave a rating. So
leave us a rating. Leave us a rating.
But if you want to say, if you want to drop a podcast topic or something, send us that email.
All right, science pals. I'm going to go turn my lights on and off in my house.
Yeah, I'm going to go lick a 9-volt battery.
All right, friends. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.